So, you can get raises on your job. You can get promotion in your company. New business can be started through you. And once you start a new business, you can have partners to partner with you. You have clients that comes because they want what you got. You give because that's how it comes. Give through giving. You become givers. You become buyers. You become sowers. You sow your money in the right place. Giving it where the Lord tells you to give. Don't just give your money anywhere. I stay away from the people that are always begging for money. I'm not too fond of people running around with a list. Will you help me? Will you help me? Amen. We came up in that. I got away from that when I got out of that. Amen. And sometimes people do only what they know. Amen. So once you learn how to come up to God's level of how increase come to you. So you learn to sow your money in the right place. Giving what the Lord tells you to give. Investing in and where the Lord tells you to. Then receive it when it comes. That means receive the increase when it comes. And then be a good steward over what God brings into your hands or into your possession. By asking God for wisdom, hello, how to handle it. And the Lord said this, said, tell them this, I made this earth for my man. Huh? Not for the enemy and predators and evil spirits. And all these hostile forces that are in this world. Satan, your enemy, brought all of this chaos into this world, which when Adam let him in through high treason. See, everything in this earth before Satan got in this earth, it was perfect. Didn't even have to rain like we see in it. A mist came up from the earth and watered the plant from beneath. Rain didn't fall out the sky. You never heard of a hurricane. You never heard of a tornado. You never heard of tsunamis. You never heard of anything like that until after Satan got here. But God had been accused of doing all of this. And that brings confusion to the mind of children of God when they don't know that God. And God wants you to be well trained, well taught, and educated in the things of God. Know how to take your place in this earth. How to rebuke the enemy, not let him steal your goods. Hallelujah. And don't let him talk you out of who you are. Take your stand and tell him to his face that I am a new creature. I am a son of God. And these things are mine, and I'm taking them back. Do just like David. Some of you got ancestors that's gone on to be with the Lord. Somebody else got your property. They got it through manipulation, through deception, and they cheated the person. They found some people that was unlearned, and they talked them out of it and gave them a few dollars, and they got excited about it. But it's time for you to get your stuff. God knows exactly where it is. Hallelujah. I know you don't hear preaching like this every day, but you listen up. It's time for you to get your stuff. You lived, say it like Dad Hagin, you live on Barely Get Along Street, over next to Grandma Alley, way too long. You look to the government to do you good, and they have no good plan for you. You're too, you're a number in their hands to use. That's why the requirement is so strict and gauge when you subside or yield to what they say. That's why it's so, that's why they have it designed like it is, and you watch it. It's set to keep you poverty-minded, low living, barely getting by. They even put people over the project to make sure you live that way. You can't make but just such a certain amount of money. And if you get that, I'm going to cut your program off. You should say then, cut it off, because I'm not staying here. There are some programs out there that people need. I'm well aware of that. But there are some program people just ride. But you shouldn't be that way. You got a God who loves you, that have called you to increase, call you to success, call you to be wealthy people, cause you to be people of means. Hallelujah. That you don't have to beg for anybody. God gave us example that in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. He told Israel what he'd do. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do according to all that I command you to do this day, all these things will be yours and come upon you. Your basket will be full. Your children will be healthy. I give you rain in the season. The enemy comes against you one way, I run him off seven ways. We hear those things, but are they real? Have they become a reality to us? Or are they just something we read in the Bible? I told you on Wednesday night that Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie. Who is God? He's not a man that he should lie. Neither son of man that he should repent. So Adam allowed all these things to come in this earth. And since he'd been here, Satan had been working havoc in the lives of the people of God ever since. But the second Adam showed up and paid off the sin debt and restored us back to innocent again. I'm innocent. I am not guilty. I am free. Guilt and shame the enemy tried to put on you each and every day to make you feel like you don't qualify. You got to do something to measure up. When I got born again, that qualified me. I was made. Are you listening to me? I was made the righteousness of God. All what I did before I got born again left me. A new man, that man died, and a new man came alive. I still had the same body. I still had the same hair, what I got left, you know. I still had the same body, mind, and everything. But on the inside, I was brand new. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. This second man showed up and paid off the sin debt and restored us back to God, innocent again, and joined us back to our Heavenly Father, where we have everything, listen, are you listening? Where we have everything we need for our spirit, our soul, our body.